President Bush today announced new regulations aimed at a top domestic priority, lowering prescription drug costs. The president said these changes would make it harder for brand-name drug makers to exploit loopholes in a 1984 law. Those loopholes have allowed them to delay the marketing of cheaper generic models.
One method some companies use is to file a brand new patent based on a minor feature, such as the color of the pill bottle, or a specific combination of ingredients unrelated to the drug's effectiveness. In this way, the brand name company buys time through repeated delays.
President Bush speaking at the White House this morning. NPR's Don Gagne is also at the White House. Good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly did the president propose?
These are newly proposed regulations coming out of the Food and Drug Administration to implement recommendations that were made last summer by the Federal Trade Commission. Now, it's primarily a change that will address the ability of brand-name drug makers to go to court and win almost automatic delays when another company applies to produce a generic copy of any given brand-name drug. Those delays, they're called stays, last 30 months, 2.5 years, sometimes more than one is used, the new one coming right after the first day expires, delaying any given generic drug's appearance on the market by maybe 5 years or more. The new proposal would limit companies to one 30-month delay.
What does this mean for consumers?
Well, the White House says speeding generics to market could lower prices by $3 billion a year. Statistics the president cited today show that last year the average brand name drug cost more than $72 per prescription. He said the average price for generics, which he again said are just as safe, just as effective as brand name drugs, were just $17 per prescription.
Didn't the Senate deal with this last summer?
They did, and some of what the president is proposing today looks very familiar because the Senate passed legislation. It had a solid bipartisan majority. 78-21 was the vote in that evenly divided U.S. Senate. But the administration opposed it then, as did the brand name drug industry. It ultimately died in the Republican-controlled House. It should be noted, though, that we're not talking about identical proposals here. The Senate bill did go a good bit further than these new regulations.
Why is the president acting now?
Well, a White House official this morning said this is something they've been studying for about a year, and they've just completed work on it. But there are legitimate questions to ask about the timing. First, Congress left town last week without taking any action on the issue. The president has said repeatedly that he wanted some action on this. The House, as I said, refused to take up the Senate's generic drugs bill. And ultimately, this gives the president a chance to say, as he campaigns around the country, that he did something on prescription drugs, and it may help Republican candidates in the elections.
This is the Democrats' issue. How are they reacting?
They're saying first they need to look at it closely. They say it could be a good proposal, or at least a good start, but some have already said it doesn't go far enough. Others say they aren't sure it addresses all of the potential loopholes. One Democrat called it an election day conversion on the part of the president. This has, as you said, been a strong issue for the Democrats, and they certainly see political maneuvering here as the White House tries to steal some of their thunder.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.